Get ready. You're about to enter the Renzo Republic.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to the one, the only Renzo Republic podcast, broadcasting to you coast from coast with our friends of Self-Defense Radio Network. And I happen to be in an undisclosed location in the most beautiful part of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Welcome back. I'm Remso W. Martinez. Follow me on Twitter at Remso101. That's R-E-M-S-O-101. And welcome new and old listeners alike to the one and only Remso Republic. It's great to have you here. We are going on our objective of doing one thing and one thing only. We're trying to be really good at that one small thing, which is big in the grand scheme of things. It's about making freedom fun again. Because if you're not having fun while being free, what's the point of anything? And this is, you know, I love looking online because you've got Reason Magazine, where they think that the world is going to end right now. You've got Cato, where things are basically imploding from the inside. If you're going to ask them what they think the world is like, you have the mainstream fake news where they complain about Trump not offending Saudi Arabians and getting two scoops of ice cream, and Melania wearing a gold belt with the jumpsuit. Very classy apparel choices. A month, you know, after that whole thing has happened. But, you know, it's still, while everyone else is going to worry about the fake stuff, I want to talk about the real stuff. We're talking about things that actually matter today. For those of you that know me, you know that before I did the show, I was one of those skeevy political consultants. I was a campaign consultant. I've been a staffer. I was part of the scum and the demagoguery and the mask assist here and there in Washington and the state of Virginia. But, you know, the one race I do talk about a lot is the race I did for city council. And I know what you're thinking. It's like, Remso, you did a presidential campaign and you helped, you know, with a winning congressman and everything else. Why are you hung up on a city council race that didn't go your way? Well, folks, it's because that race showed me a lot. It's that there are a lot of local things that influence your life way more than anything done at the federal level. And in terms of just your local government, everyone, you know, just constantly, they focus on the big creature. They focus on Godzilla, big federal government Godzilla. But very little often do we worry about the gremlins in the local government. I'm talking about things and positions that are just absolutely stupid. And these people get a full-time paycheck sometimes and a pension, and they get perks and privileges, and it's just like, how the hell is that an actual thing? I want to go ahead and talk about one position in New York for those of you New Yorkers that are listening in tonight. And we've got someone that released a campaign ad, and I've got to tell you, I've seen and helped produce, and I've seen some of the craziest ads you will ever witness in political history. Things that you've probably never seen before, but if I were to send you a link, your jaw would drop. And in this video, this bro went ahead and said, "I want to win so I could destroy the position." Now, just right there, I got kind of a man crush on him because it's like, oh my God, he actually said that. Burn it down, man. But let's go ahead and introduce him. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got Brian William Waddell. He's running for borough president. What, Brian, you're there. What is a borough president?
Yeah, that's what everybody wants to know. So it used to have a position here in New York City. Each borough has their own president. But as of 1989 through 93, they kind of got rid of everything that the borough presidents have power over. And now it's just a figurehead who drives around with, a couple of drivers and does very little except for give away free money.
So it's kind of like being a mafia don.
Yeah, it really is. And the great thing is you have control of an entire borough to yourself. So the entire island of Manhattan would be mine. So that's really the goal, is to take it over just like I do in, you know, Mafia 1, Mafia 2 on the Xbox. So.
Perfect. Well, so Brian, tell us a little bit about yourself, man. I mean, where do you come from? Why do you want to run for this position? And why do you ultimately just want to get rid of it? Because honestly, you know, if I get just, you know, if any other Joe on the street could have that much power and authority, most would take it, but you want to get rid of it.
Yeah. So I'm originally from California. I moved to New York 7 years ago because I have family here. So that's what I ran to, was family. And I, uh, let's see, I came here, I worked in restaurants for a long time. I started actually working within the Libertarian Party in 2012. Was my first time doing anything locally. I am currently the political director of the LPNY, the state party here in New York, and also the political director of the local Manhattan chapter of the Libertarian Party. I am running, I'm actually a photographer now too. I am running to get rid of this position because it is an opportunity to get rid of $20 million of waste with the plan that I have. Legitimately, the office, just the expense budget, the offices for all five boroughs is over $25 million. My goal is to get rid of the borough presidency itself, but keep actually what they do without having the ceremonial position driving around all day and doing nothing. So it seems like that shouldn't even exist. And so that's why I'm running to get rid of it. The honest truth is I can't get rid of it by getting into office. I have to make sure I'm putting pressure on the city council to get it on the ballot for the people to vote on. So this has to be voted on to get, for the people to say, we want to get rid of this. We know it's a waste. And so let's do it this way. Brian has a better plan than the city council ever has. And, well, that's what people usually tell me is Brian has a better plan than city council. that's usually not too hard. It's one of those things that, you know, you look at what it says in the city charter about what this position does, and it's pretty sad that it still exists.
So when you go out and talk to actual voters about this, I mean, what's their response? I mean, are they generally supportive? Because you go to anybody and they think, even your most, like, let's say your most conservative voter, they still think that, you know, if a position is there, it has to be there for a reason. So you're going after the Democrats who think that it has to be there, and then you're going for the conservatives that are going to be extremely skeptical as to why you want to get rid of it. So what's right. the actual response you're getting?
They look at me a little cross-eyed at first, and then after the cross-eyed look and I get into what the actual plan is, people are like, you know what, I can actually get behind that. There's, you know, because I'm not, and as much as I would like to, the reality of the position is getting rid of $20 million in an $82 billion budget is a drop in a gigantic bucket. So getting rid of that $20 million would not account to more than $2 per taxpayer if we gave them a tax break. So my plan is to have that money actually, you know, be used on the programs that the people have asked for and they want, or city council, I guess, has decided that we are going to have, or the mayor has decided we're going to have. And, you know, therefore getting, you know, making sure that $20 million does something, and then keeping that other $5 million to be $1 million offices in each of the five boroughs to do the land use and grant activities that the office currently does, that the borough presidents have top-down control over. I am going to make it so that now the control is going to be in the hands of the borough boards. So our city government goes community boards, which are super hyper-local, right? A few blocks. And then you have the borough board that covers the whole borough, and those are members of each community board. The chair currently of the borough board, this is going to get weedy, but the chair currently of the borough board is the borough president. I want that borough board to elect its own chair instead of having some figurehead be there. And then that borough board can control the Office of Land Use and Grants. So we're decentralizing the office, the actual functions that the office still has.
Okay. Okay, Brian, we're going to go ahead and talk a little bit more about this. But first, folks, we've got to go ahead and hit our first commercial break. You're listening to the Remso Republic with Brian Waddell. Hang on tight and we'll be back in a moment.
Let's make freedom fun again. Take the show on the go by subscribing to the Remso Republic on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, and YouTube. Don't be left out.
Hey everyone, the Johnny Rocket Launchpad is Liberty. Each week we strive to bring you the best guests in talk radio. The Johnny Rocket Launchpad delivers weekly interviews of noteworthy politicians, experts, and activists. The Johnny Rocket Launchpad is bringing the party to the Libertarian Party and launching ideas in your direction. Check us out at johnnyrocketlaunchpad.com. You can hear me, Kurt Nelson, and the beautiful Heather Nixon talk about the ideas of liberty, rock and roll.
make sure to visit libertarianwingmedia.com, where you can find articles written by libertarians all over the world on all of today's issues. Check out our podcast network with monthly and weekly podcasts. Check out our libertarian t-shirt store with t-shirts like Make Markets Free Again and Make Markets Not War. And you too can become an author at Libertarian Wing Media and write what you want, when you want. Just email alexmerced@alexmerced.com. Thank you very much.
Folks, welcome back to the program. We're going and continuing our conversation from earlier. And the biggest thing that I want to talk about is this. So for me, you know, when Brian says he wants to go ahead and destroy that office, essentially, and decentralize the process for the borough boards, automatically, you know, me, producer Ryan, a majority of you, you know, that we don't need to be sold that. We already know that that's probably the solution for this. But I brought up the commercial that you put out way on your back, Brian, where you just blatantly said that. And from a marketing point, like, honestly, like, I like to think I'm pretty gutsy. Like, I've done some pretty, like, tricky stuff to, like, trip up my opponents in races and stuff. But if, let's say, I was your campaign manager, you know, truth be told, I probably would not have told you to do that, because I think you're going to freak more people out, which is sometimes a good thing than get sure. them to listen. But obviously, you're getting a pretty good response from that. So what it went into the decision to do that? Because that is some bold, like, brass balls marketing right there that you just don't see.
Yeah, there's a level to which we just have to be honest about what the process
currently
is.
And you did it without calling people sociopaths and murderers, that type of bold thing. So I automatically give you an extra high five.
You know, I don't hold any ill will towards the current borough presidents. I mean, they do each have at least two drivers, so that's totally fine. They're not wasting taxpayer funds. I know one of them has three. There was they keep asking for more money because they just need more money for their offices, because averaging around $4 million an office, or closer to $5 million per office in each borough, is not enough to run an office that literally does nothing. I would love to have somebody just say, here is $5 million. You don't have to do anything. You're going to get this $5 million every year. Now hire some people. So that's really why I'm running, I guess, is because that's what I want to do, is to have somebody just give me $5 million and I just get to do whatever I want with it and never have anything to answer for. So that's legitimately what the office is right now. And you know, I had to come out and say that, obviously in a nicer way than I'm saying it here now, just because it is such a ridiculous position. I every time I just even think about the idea of the borough presidency, my skin crawls, because it's just like it is a microcosm of the waste that can happen in our local governments if we're not watchful. And the reality is this is a waste that at one point back 30 plus years ago, they did have a function. They had a lot to do with surveying and a ton of things to do with land use. Now they're just making recommendations on land use. But they, you know, it did have a role. City Council needed to put it on the ballot for the people to get rid of it in 1993, which was the last time that the borough presidents had any form of power.
Okay. So let's rewind a little bit, Brian. You're laying in bed one night with your wife and you just suddenly think, I'm going to go ahead and run for office. You already have a job. You've got a family. You're running as a libertarian, and then you go out and say, okay, I want to win this so I could try and destroy this.
Right.
So everything's copacetic. How's it been so far? I mean, has it been an uphill climb? Has it been smooth seas ahead? I mean, this seems like a pretty difficult thing to embark on. Why'd you do it, and how have things been so far?
Well, being crazy always helps with running for office in general.
Doesn't that help?
That's really why we're where we are in general. So I think that's part of it. No, I it's one of those things. When I first I think it was 2013. It was the last citywide elections. We were having our local convention, our citywide convention, and I was hearing other people talk about the borough presidency and talking about getting rid of it. And I heard that, and I was like, geez, I mean, this is a simple, really, you know, low level kind of thing to get rid of that can really actually make a difference in our local government, make it much more efficient. And efficiency is really what I go for when I look at any kind of, you know, we can talk about how much government there should be all day long. But if it's efficient, then maybe we can accept it more often. When it's inefficient, then the inefficiencies have to go. And this is really a glaring inefficiency in our system here, and it just needs to be fixed.
So why actually run for office, and why not actually, you know, petition the borough board just to consider, you know, eliminating the way it is right now and just appointing your own person?
So there is another option. So you can get 50,000 signatures to get it on the ballot locally.
Only 50,000.
Only 50,000. How many
okay,
no,
you know, maybe I'm just being facetious. How many people are actually
registered
in a
voters?
Oh.
Yeah, registered voters, not just at any rent, you know, I can't have my dog sign it. She doesn't have thumbs anyway. No, in a borough, I mean, there are at least a few million in each borough. Besides Staten Island, I think that may be 1.5 to 2. But there are millions of people in each borough. So,
you know, getting the 50,000 registered voters to sign that petition was just like out of the running at that point.
Well, it's a huge undertaking, and nobody's going to pay attention to you. So it's a huge amount of money that you're laying out to get people to, you know, to go out and take these signatures, unless you have an army of volunteers at your beck and call, which as libertarians, we all know we don't. And it's one of those things that just from a numbers and attention standpoint, the obvious answer somehow is run for office.
Okay. And that kind of leads me to my next question. Just based off stereotypes and just my assumption, I'm going to assume that the current borough president where you're running has been a Democrat, and going back years back, it's pretty much been held by Democrats. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah. So, for a number of years. Yeah.
So why not have just ran as a Democrat?
Then I would have to enroll as a Democrat.
Okay.
Want to be a Democrat. And I don't want to be any of those things.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, you know, there are political expediencies to that, and you know, they're all honesty, I would love to have every single line on that ballot and primary the current Manhattan borough president. But you know, the realities are such that nobody's going to sign off on me running against her. So I actually haven't broached that. That's just, you know, I'm making the crazy assumption that nobody would sign off on me running against her. So
it's a wild, wild world. But I mean, that kind of brings it down to, you know, running as a libertarian candidate.
Sure.
You know, truth be told, Brian, I'm not a registered libertarian anymore. I'm a skeevy Republican now.
It's okay. It's okay. You can be skeevy. It's all right. Yeah. We'll allow it. Yeah.
Muchas gracias. But yeah. I mean, I'm really like, there are two state libertarian parties that I have nothing but nice things to say about. I think the LP New Hampshire is really great. Actually, make it three. I'm also going to say LP Washington State. So my you know, all the gang up there in Washington State think they're doing great. And then LP New York.
You're overdoing it there. You are just blowing some smoke in places it doesn't belong.
But seriously, I mean, you've got Alex Merced, who's like the Latino Liberty Energizer Bunny. You've got Larry Sharp, and you know, you're running a campaign where it's not just elect me and I'll legalize all the pot you want. You actually have a very policy driven, issue driven campaign. I mean, what do you think has been the best thing that, you know, you guys have been able to try and do down there? I mean, do you have a good team working with you, or is it predominantly you? Because I know a lot of libertarian candidates, when they run, it's essentially just them.
Yeah, for this.
And they're lucky if their
local
wives get involved, because half the time the wives are like, oh, you got, you know, get out of Dodge right now.
I've got a 5-week old son, so my wife is going to have to stay home a lot when I'm going out and doing things. But for me, for this campaign, it's going to be just me unless I get a lot of money coming in. That's kind of the reality. It's hyper local. Literally, I can get around this island no problem. It's one of the easiest islands to get around. So the fact that our borough president has two drivers that taxpayers are paying for is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Anyway, but if I get the money, I'll have a team. So, and we've got great people, down here in New York City. Got some great young people that are trying to do some things. Our citywide slate is actually amazing.
Outstanding. Anyway, Brian, we're going to go ahead and wrap up the show, but first we got to go ahead and hit our final commercial break. Folks, hang on tight. The conversation continues. We'll be right back in a minute.
Hey, it's Jen Gray with the Leading Liberty Podcast, and you're listening to Remso Republic.
Visit RemsoRepublic.com for all available content.
Hey guys, Tim Preuss here, and I wanted to take a minute and invite you to stop over to PreussPodcast.com and give our show a listen. We've got in-depth commentary on the issues that matter to you.
These hookers. Fucking whores are out there.
These hookers, man, I tell you.
Yeah, that's like the most contact I've had with the hooker. Yelling at me on Twitter.
We break down the most pressing issues of our time.
This large lady with like tight clothing on. Not appropriately linked tight clothing either.
And we get the most intelligent analysis from friends of ours like Jeffrey Tucker.
You pulled over engine trouble and what happened? I don't know.
Seriously though, we love putting on a show that both entertains and educates. We're growing and we'd be thrilled if you joined us. Check out PreussPodcast.com for more. That's Preuss Podcast.com.
Make sure to subscribe to all the podcasts on the Libertarian Wing Media Podcast Network on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher, such as the Alex Merced Cast, with interesting interviews with interesting people every week. Breaking Progressives, spending time every week breaking down left-wing narratives and showing what's real and what's fake. Economics Why Not, a weekly look at economics and applying economic principles to daily life. Better Today, a weekly podcast where we take a look on ways to improve your life and be better today. Libertarian Commons is a podcast where we play audio from the video archives of Alex Merced from his videos dating back to 2008. Liberty Public Access, a podcast where anyone can submit an episode. Submit your episodes to Alex Merced at alexmerced.com. Have you been wanting to start your own podcast? Then subscribe to Podcasts and Blogging Tips and Tricks, a weekly podcast about how to host your podcast, how to produce your podcast, and how to market your podcast. We'll be adding some monthly podcasts to the lineup soon, including Make Markets Free Again, a monthly look at what's going on in markets and regulation all over the world, and the Free VST podcast, looking at free VST instruments for electronic music producers. Listen to these podcasts by going to LibertarianWingMedia.com or subscribing on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. And if you enjoy the podcast, tell your friends and leave a positive review on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play.
The New Patriot Manifesto is not just a rehashing of 20 million different books you've probably read before about why liberty matters. The New Patriot Manifesto is exactly the title. It's a new manifesto for the next generation of patriots. How should we look at cybersecurity? The surveillance state? Is the gig economy growing? What about self-defense? Free speech? Things that matter all the time, but they're aimed more towards the next generation of liberty leaders and people that want to take on the challenges of tomorrow. The New Patriot Manifesto comes out November 24th and is written by Eli Bowman. You can go ahead and find it on Facebook to get ready, and you can check out your own copy on Amazon. That's The New Patriot Manifesto by Eli Bowman.
Yeah. Folks, welcome back. We're going to go ahead and wrap up the show. But first, you know, we're going to take a few extra minutes with Brian before he has to go. So, Brian, here's one thing, because I can't not do it. The consultant in me is just like screaming, you got to go over this with him. So just for, you know, shits and grins, let's play a quick game. It's sure. Jambi, you're talking to a Republican, you're talking yep. to a Democrat.
Sure.
So I'm Joe Schmo on the street. I'm a union guy, born and raised in New York. Vote Democrat because that's what the family do. You know, I'm one of those yep. old-fashioned New sure. York Catholics, so to speak. So how are you going to talk to me? Because I've just heard you say you want to run for office so you can eliminate it. What's your pitch to me?
You know, the beauty of my plan is that we aren't getting rid of any government services. We are not cutting anything that you want to see done. And to me, to make government more efficient for you and more decentralized, not top-down, it's going to be better for you in the long run. You're going to be able to have a stronger voice in your own local government instead of the oligarchs running it at this point.
Okay. Okay. The inner Democrat in me is nodding with you. That's good. Okay. So let's go on to the Republicans, because
you have an inner Democrat?
I think I could be anything at any time. People say I could do that pretty well. I don't know if that's a compliment or an insult.
You can use any bathroom anytime. Is that how that works?
Basically, I can go in the Democrat bathroom and the Republican bathroom, that's but good. There's never a Libertarian bathroom. So we. Need
I know they always leave us out. Like, there should be a law.
Exactly. We need to enforce it at gunpoint ASAP for the oligarchy. You know. So let's switch gears. We're talking about the Republicans now. Now, New York Republicans aren't typically the most conservative when you compare them to the rest of the country, but they still, you know, they look at the dollars and cents. I know you've covered that, you know, umpteenth million times so far, but, you know, I'm a Republican voter and I only vote Republican. Why am I going to consider you and not my Republican candidate? If there's a Republican candidate, I didn't even ask that.
I met the gentleman who I believe is going to be the Republican candidate and the Conservative Party candidate. We were both interviewing for the Reform Party line. So
the Reform Party in New York is still a thing?
Yeah. Reform Party is a thing here. Strangely enough, do you know who the Guardian Angels are?
Oh yeah. Of Curtis Sliwa. My buddy Dark Guardian is part of them. Yeah.
The Guardian Angels are a big part of the Reform Party here in New York City.
That is awesome.
So it's actually kind of fun to kind of sit with them. So the Republicans, you know, if I'm talking to a Republican, wait, you gotta prep me again.
So I'm just a Republican voter. I only vote Republican because if you don't vote Republican, that means the Democrat might win. Or most likely will win, but I still have to vote Republican.
Right. No, so, you know, the Democrat... You have to assume that if you don't vote for the Democrat, then you have a better chance of winning with somebody who isn't a Republican, because there are Democrats who will vote for me on the Libertarian line, but they won't vote for a Republican. It's that simple. If you're answering the, I can't waste my vote on somebody else. Well, you're wasting it on the Republican here in New York City, because the Republican Party is pretty much a joke. Did I say that out loud? No, I know some people who are in the Republican Party here. They're very good people, but it is tough here in the city for sure. If I'm talking to a Republican, it's very simple. You know, we're going to cut $20 million out of the budget. It's going to go into things that are already being done. We're going to make sure we have more in that rainy day fund. So if something does happen, you know, if another 9/11 happens, we have more money for emergency response and we're ready for it.
Sounds good. Sounds good. So, Brian, we're at that time where I've got to let you go. If people want to donate, volunteer, learn more about your campaign and all that jazz, how can they connect with you?
So you can do votewaddell.com, VOTEWADDELL.com. That's two Ds, two Ls. At Vote Waddell on Twitter. I am at Vote Waddell on Facebook. I'm Vote Waddell everywhere. Make sure you check out all the citywide candidates, too. Alex Merced's running for comptroller. Aaron Comey, who is running for mayor, and Devin Balkin, who is going to be fantastic running for public advocate, which is in another position that needs to go, but that's after I win this one.
Boom. Sounds good. Brian Waddell from Manhattan Borough President. Sir, thank you so much for coming on the program. It's been an absolute blast having you on.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Folks, I'll let you go in a second, but seriously. The federal government, that takes so much effort, not to make change in, but just to put even a slight dent. And that, you know, you're assuming that's not going to be filled or detailed as soon as the dent is there. But when it comes to local races, you see so much fraud, waste, and abuse. And let me say that again. Fraud, waste, and abuse at the hyper-local level sometimes. And that's where you can make the impact. And while he might need, let's say, 50,000 signatures in order to get the petition going and say he's running for office, think how it is if you're in a smaller municipality or a smaller town or city. Like I always say, you've got to help invest in the world you want to create. And in things like this, even if you're not in New York, I'm telling you, go ahead and drop a few bucks to Brian, and he'll go ahead and at least make the, you know, make an impact somewhere, and it will reverberate around the country when you can see that happens, because that never happens. But it can if you invest in the world you want to create. But what's one thing you could do right here, right now? You can go ahead and subscribe to the show. Leave us a rating and review on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn. And go ahead and check us out on our networks to hear all the other awesome shows after you listen to the Remsa Republic. We're on Player FM, Auto Radio, Liberty.me Studio, and as always, the awesome Self-Defense Radio Network. As always, be good to your neighbor. Go treat yourself and tune in next week. I'm Remsa W. Martinez, America. Good night.
Stay connected to Liberty's Rabble Rouser on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date with the latest episodes, blogs, and other available content. What are you waiting for?